listening to all the testimonies, all the reflections, and all the songs. Changed the title of this eulogy about five times, and just listening, the one I like the most is How Matt Gets to Heaven. I thought that was good. I said, I'm gonna see if I can get this Mac into heaven. Amen. Pastor, somebody say, well, how are you going to spend this? Because, you know, Spanky wasn't no religious man, and he didn't come to church every Sunday, and he wasn't on the pastor anniversary committee, and he didn't sing in the choir. Let's see. Last I checked, the Word of God said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. And Claire told me, she said, well, Spanky wants you to preach his funeral and have it at the church. And I immediately in my mind go, you know, I'm a Bible-toting holy roller. I don't get asked to preach at many places. And I happened to have to go to the hospital the next day. And I said, Spanky, did you tell Claire that? Cher was there, she remembered. And he wasn't talking the time before I went to see him. He wasn't talking. He had the track in. This time it was out. He said, yes, it did. So I know what he meant. But how are we going to get this Mac into heaven? Well, you know, I think about this, and I am. I'm just a Bible thumper. And I know some pastors, they can do eulogies. And they do a lot of them, and they are good at it. I'm not good at doing eulogies, but I'm good at preaching this Bible. And I'm taking, because I always want to line up what I say with Scripture. And when I think about Spanky in those 18 months, and it come to my mind, I think he wants y'all to come here because he wants y'all to feel some of his discomfort. You know, he was uncomfortable for 18 months, and some of us ready to go now. We've been uncomfortable for 2 hours. You know? I'm uncomfortable. I got this jacket on. I got a long sleeve shirt on. I got a t-shirt on. I've been here since 8 o'clock. Here all day yesterday, and death is uncomfortable. You know, I get in the car with Miss Black, Ellie Black, and folks don't even like to stop when they see their funeral procession coming by. They don't even like to stop. They just fly and they cut you off. We don't have no respect for life and death. Spanky did. And I say this, and I'm just a pretty straight shooter, you know, and if you can go to the hospital feeling some chest pain, a little shortness of breath, and never come out, spend 18 months in hospital and shower with love and affection, have a woman of God praying with you every night, bringing food to you, and die without knowing Jesus, you deserve to go to hell. I can say this with authority, Spanky ain't in hell. Spanky heard the Word of God and he accepted it, and I delivered him communion every first Sunday, and I was on my way up there this Sunday, and he passed away on Sunday morning. I want to pass away on Sunday morning. Spanky, when I thought about it, I said, well, I'm going to share a scripture with you guys that's popular, that's common. You'll know it, and every time you hear it, you'll think about your uncle and your brother, your cousin, your loved one. There was two thieves on the cross. Y'all know the story. It's in Luke chapter 23. Let me share it with you, and I want to bring some things out that you may not have seen, because some folks say, well, you know, I don't have to get saved right now. I can wait. I'm going to be like the thief on the cross, and at the last minute, I'm going to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something. There was two thieves. There was two thieves on the cross. Let me read the story to you. And it says, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him. Matthew said they both did at first, and we did too. Before we got saved, we railed on the Lord. We might not have did it verbally, but we did it the way we lived. We lived like that. We didn't have no respect for God. We lived like Psalms 14:1 said, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We lived like it wasn't no God. Some of you in here now living like ain't no God. It says that they railed on it, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of folks like that. They don't believe, because if you in discomfort, I mean, you can't be God because you in discomfort. If you was God, I have money and I have prosperity and I feel good. He said, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. Let's get down from this cross and get back to being a Mac. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, does not thou fear God? That's a great question. You need to ask yourself, do you fear God? Do you fear God? And do you have reverence for God? His friend asked his buddy, his running partner, does thou not fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condemnation. Let me tell you something. Spanky gone. And in 20 years, 90% of the church will be gone too. And in God's economy, that could be just a few minutes. Many of us in here only got a few minutes left. You know, the data says there'd be 1.8 seconds somebody dies. Do the math. Nobody getting out of here alive. We only got a few seconds left. We're going to be up here, one of us. Everybody get a shot at this. Ellie Black is not running out of caskets. You can rest assured that the casket business is booming. Seeing that we're in the same condemnation. Spanky knew his condemnation. I've said this to many of his family members. Spanky knew he was going to die. You know? And some of us live like we don't know that. Some of us on pills and prescription medication, if we stop taking it, we die in an hour. Spanky knew he was going to die. And he got ready. Spanky got ready. And the question, this whole situation is saying to me, and again, I look at it as a mistake with the quarterback. Okay? Quarterback is the last one in the huddle, and he calling the plays. And he ought to know how to read defenses. But a quarterback got to know how to call audibles. He got to know where his hot receiver at. He got to know where the blitz is coming from. And most of all, a quarterback is the leader. Maybe he's showing y'all how to get right. How to get ready. See, I don't look at when folks in the hospital and I go to the hospital and visit them. Y'all know my father was 276 pounds when most of y'all met him at the church. When he died, he was 156. See, God got to do some work on you. You can't get to heaven. Getting to heaven is hard. Yes. You know, so folks don't understand that. Well, all you got to do is got to go to heaven. No. It's hard getting into heaven. It ain't easy getting into heaven. The Bible says the righteous scarcely be saved. What chance do a lost person have? It ain't easy to get to heaven. I don't preach that. Hard getting to heaven. It's a hard way. The Bible says it's two gates. He says a wide road that leads to hell and damnation. And it's a narrow road that leads to heaven. And we by human nature, we wanna be on the wide road. Ain't none of y'all going back to Alabama gonna take the hardest route. You're going to be on a 4-lane highway, 6-lane, 8 lanes if you can. Can't wait till you get out of Kentucky. It's a hard way. The kingdom is, somebody said, taken by force. Spanky battled. He was a warrior. He was a warrior. And he battled this thing, and he battled it for y'all. He showed y'all how to do this. Let's keep going with this story. And one thing Frankie did, and I talk to Claire all the time, not as much as in the last 18 months as I used to, but we'll be all right. He made a public confession, because I know he did. He said, listen, I done some stuff. He said, Pastor, I done some stuff. Okay? You just don't know. And I don't want to know, because, you know, I'm not going to tell you what I done. Okay? If I tell you the stuff I done, you probably gonna think, what are you doing up there? So we were just sinners. And see, you can't be saved unless you a sinner. See, God didn't come for the righteous. He didn't come for right folks. See, some folks just righteous, just born righteous. The Word of God says in Joel 14, man born of woman is of a few days in full of trouble. Some of us in trouble right now. No, maybe I don't even know it. We're in trouble. Okay? If you don't think you're in trouble, wait till you get that pile of book on in November. This world in trouble. You and me on either side you own. Listen. We indeed, that's a strong word, indeed. This thief on the cross was pleading with his brother, his loved one. He loved this man. They were partners in crime. That was his dude. That was his boy. And he pleaded with him. He pleaded. He said, we indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. What is that? For the wages of sins is death. We getting paid. And all of us going to get paid. All of us going to get paid because the wages of sin is death. But listen to what he says. He says, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. Y'all know what that means. Okay, I need to make it any plainer. You're going to get paid. There's a payday coming. Word of God says it's appointed. On the man. Once to die, after that's the judgment. Wait a minute now. If I'm dead, how will I be judged? Well, God's going to wake you up to judge you. You're going to stand before the Lord. Listen, but this man, this is grace, giving him the ability to call out on the Lord. He looked over there and seen something the other thief didn't see. Okay? He looked over there and said, he said to his partner, but this man have done nothing amiss. This man, Jesus, has never had to say, I'm sorry. Imagine a man never having to say, I'm sorry. Never had to apologize for nothing. Never had to ask anybody to forgive him because Jesus was sinless. He was without sin. He was the sinless Lamb of God. He was without sin. He was without sin. And he looked over there and he seen this man without sin. And he called out to his brother. Now he's trying to witness to his brother. He's trying to get his brother to come on board. Listen, we going to hell. Listen, you on your way to hell, brother. Listen, this is salvation is right here in between us. So you think for 1 minute you can live any way you want and just on the last second call a timeout like a field goal kicker. With 2 seconds left. Timeout. And line up. Let me tell you, you're going to shake it. Don't wait. The Bible says, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today. See? So now the man of God is the man of God. I call him the man of God. Now he's a man of God now because he just seen Jesus for who he is. Now that's the question. Have you seen Jesus for who he is? He's the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins. You can't go to heaven with your sins. Spanky had to be stripped. I call it that 18 months. God had to work on him. He had to will him down. Listen, let me tell you something. There's a story about a young man came running to Jesus. He came running. He said, Lord, he said, Master, good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, listen, I have to strip you down. I'm going to have to take all that stuff you got. You're going to have to leave it. Then come follow me. And he looked at his stuff. And he looked at Jesus. And he walked away. The Bible says, and he turned and left. He was sorrowful. But he couldn't give up nothing. You're not taking all this junk to heaven. You're just not getting in with all this stuff. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help me. And he said unto Jesus. Lord. Now remember in verse 39 he was railing on him, calling him all kind of names. Like me and Spanky did. know Jesus. Okay? We were serving the devil. Because there are only two gods in this world. You're serving the devil or you're serving the Lord. And prior to salvation, we were serving the devil. Okay? And we was customers. And we served him well. Okay? And he said unto Jesus, Lord. Now folks, let me tell you something. If he ain't your Lord, he can't save you. Let me say that again. If he's not your Lord, he can't be your Savior. He got to be your Lord. He got to be your Lord. And the thief said, Lord, remember me. And he said, Lord, remember me. And this is a great prayer. God's going to hear this prayer. The Lord, remember me. But he got to be your Lord. Okay? He got to be your Lord. Lord, remember me. When you're sitting around reminiscing, thinking about all the folks you done ran into on this journey of 33 and a half years. Lord, remember me. Keep me in mind when you're considering folks that are going to come into your kingdom. I can't serve you now. All I know, I think about Spanky. I really truly believe in Spanky. Would have got out of that hospital, he would have served the Lord. He'd have been in this church. He'd have joined this church. He'd have been in this choir. He'd have been full-blown. He would have. I can't say that for a whole lot of folks. I visited hospitals. I visited folks in the hospital, and when they all say the same thing, when I get out of here, I'm coming to the church. I know pastors have heard that too. Don't see them. They see them at Hollywood casinos or somewhere. Ain't gonna see them in here. Thank you for your blessing. All right. And if I hit it, I'm going to send you some money, Pastor. Listen, folks. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom, into thy kingdom. See, what's he's recognizing that there's a kingdom, that this man had a kingdom. And this kingdom was for folks that believed in him. For God so loved the world. Y'all talking about the love that Spanky had. It was the love of God. Listen, man's love can't do but just fill this place up. Man's love can't fill this place up. Okay? Spanky had the love of God in him. It would be impossible for any of y'all to come out here without Spanky having the love of God in him. For God so loved the world that he did what? That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But that word believeth, that's got some legs on it. Okay? And I mean, you trust in him. You're going to commit your life to him. You're going to turn away from some stuff. It's going to cost you something to believe. Believing ain't easy. It's not free. Nah, it's going to hurt a little bit. It's going to give you the strength to do things you could not do on your own. And this man, I believe this man believed in Jesus. He believed. I know what Claire told him. I know what she talked to him about. I know how she prayed with him. I know it. He understood what was happening. Listen. I'm not going to keep you long. Jesus gave my answer. I'm going to give you an answer too. Everybody going to get an answer. Jesus ain't like us. Okay? He ain't going to put us on hold. Okay? He ain't going to text us and he ain't going to get back. I'll get back with you. He's going to give you an answer. That's how he is. That's the kind of God he is. This is what he says. And Jesus said unto him. Now, pay attention, people. This is personal. Okay? This is personal. He looked over. He ain't saying it to both them thieves. He said it to him and him only. When the other thieves, Jesus ain't even going to acknowledge him. He don't say nothing to him. He said it to him. Watch this now. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, well, what about the other one? I got nothing for you. You don't have the faith in me to believe. So he said unto him, verily I say unto thee. This is singular. This is personal. You're going to get to heaven, you got to get personal with God. You got to be in a personal relationship. It ain't enough to sit up here and say, you know, first of all, give an honor to God who's the head of my life, and you're living like a hellion. Amen. You got nine gods. People ask me all the time, well, I believe in God. I tell them which one. I asked them, I said, which one is it? I said, there's a whole lot of them. Well, I said, listen, I'm going to tell you about the one that I believe in. The one I believe in had a son. And then he was born of a virgin. And he lived 33 and a half years and never committed a sin. And they crucified him on Calvary's cross. And then they laid him in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, he rose and he ascended into heaven. That's the only God that can save you. That's the only God to save you. That's the only God Spanker heard about from myself, and I know Miss Claire. Listen, folks. As I close, and Jesus said unto him, got personal. Well, that's how you talk to him. He said, verily, truly, you can rest your hat on this. I say unto thee and thee only. Thee only meaning those who believe in me. He said, not tomorrow, next week, see? He said, today. This day. Today. Maybe in about a half an hour from now. Maybe 2 hours from now. He said, today shall thou be with me in paradise. This day. Spanky ain't here. Spanky been gone. Okay? He been gone. He ain't not here. This is just for us. So I can't preach Spanky like y'all done preached it. Y'all done talked about it. Spanky gone. Absent from the body. Present with the Lord. Okay? So we really, this is what they call, and they call these remains. Remains. You see, we make them look real nice. But you know what? Spanky look better. Y'all think he look good here? Well, he got a glorified body. Okay? So you can't take this to heaven. The word of God, they flesh and blood. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why I had to leave it here. And then God has given him a glorified body. Too beautiful to describe because it can't be described. And it has to be glorified because heaven is full of glory. Heaven is full of glory. So I pray. I pray with you as I close, and I'm going to ask these wonderful people from L.E. Black to come. And I pray with you. But don't let Spanky life. I heard the testimonies, and I know y'all loved them because everybody I've met that know them loved them. Everybody loved them. And he calls y'all here today to get some understanding of how to get to heaven. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. And if God's word says, I go to a prepared place for you, you better be here preparing to go to that place just prepared. You can't go to a prepared place unprepared. You can't go to Disney World without no tickets. So I got mansions in heaven. I go to a prepared place for you. But let me tell you something. You better be prepared to go. Just like you prepared to come here. Some of y'all had to pack up. Some of y'all had to get flights, rent cars, get hotels, whatever. Heaven is like that too. You can't go to heaven unprepared. Cain, you got to get prepared. Spanky got prepared. Took him 18 months. Whew. God did some work on it. Took him 18 months. And I never heard him complain. I went up there. He wasn't complaining. Complained about the nurses every once in a while, but he wasn't complaining about being sick. He wasn't complaining about me and say, I never heard him say, well, you know, woe is me. Why did this happen to me? I didn't deserve this. Listen, let me tell you something. Spanky was wise. And he was a wise man, and he understands. Some of us act like we don't understand. Thou art in the same condemnation. And Spanky just showing us the way. Precious Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for the life of this man. Then most of all, God, we thank you for what you did with him. How you took him through the fire. How you prepared him for Sunday morning. For the Sunday morning when you called a man that you had prepared, that you had touched, that you had shaped and molded. set him up. And then, Father God, you lay his remains here, and you call all his loved ones to hear this Bible toting, fire and brimstone preaching preacher. Father God, somebody need to hear you. They say they love Spanky. They love Uncle Spanky. They love Cousin Spanky. They love him. Spanky's spirit is calling you. Spanky would tell you if he could, I couldn't die until I spent those 18 months in the hospital. If I'd have died in 16 months, I might not have been ready to meet the Lord. And God worked on me. And I just pray right now that you just get some understanding that we all got to do this. We all got to do this. There's nobody getting out of here alive. We all got to do this. And I believe Spanky has shown us how to do it. How to do it with grace and love. Complained. Y'all came to visit him. He didn't complain. He wasn't whining, moaning, and groaning. He was truly God's warrior. Now, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.